Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Banca Transilvania Results First Semester Conference Call. I now hand over to your host, Mr. Omer Tetteh, the CEO. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I hope the sound quality is also okay, that you hear me. We are glad meeting you over this teleconference, presenting our first semester results, first 6 months results of Banca Transilvania and the financial group of Banca Transilvania. It was indeed a very interesting year at the start, because we were just after the integration of Bankpost, which we, as you know, already successfully finalized operationally and technically at the end of last year. And then there was this long debate about the banking tax. We had to revise our budgets and our estimations. But on the other hand, with the, let's say, developing a good communication, a good dialogue with all the parties involved, with the finalization of that debate about the banking tax, we could focus on our own business. And thanks to the network of Banca Transilvania and with the power of our people, we managed to deliver very good results, proving that we have organic growth capacities further in Romania. In between, although we didn't manage to discuss financial results, we had been discussing strategy with several investors and our perspective about Romania, our standing in Romania. And the first semester results prove that our prudent optimism proves to be correct and true, because in the first 6 months of the year we managed to grow our assets almost 5% just organically, delivering strong capital adequacy and liquidity ratios. Definitely the increase in several income statement items will not be comparable outright, because last year in the first 6 months, we were consolidating Bankpost in the group structure, but this year they are in the individual balance sheet of the bank, so no more consolidation. However, even if you look at the income items, beyond the integration of Bankpost, beyond the impact of Bankpost, we see 10-12% increase in standalone organic numbers, and almost 30% increase in net interest income together with Bankpost portfolio, and almost 15% increase in net fee and commission income, again together with Bankpost portfolio. The first 6 months was also again in line with our last couple of years cost of risk, a very low level of cost of risk. This was basically related with some, let's say, improvements with economic conditions, better payment capacity of our customers, and also some adjustments related to IFRS 9. But on the other hand, we maintain our view that our normalized cost of risk should be around 100 basis points. The improvements, the growth, let's say, definitely reaching a new level of economies of scale, and improvements that we do in terms of automation, in terms of network restructuring, helped us to reach 45.8%, slightly below 46% cost-income ratio. And so far this year we will be sticking to our ambitious target of keeping it as low as possible, with the next year's target below 45%. Generally, the banking system, the ecosystem, that the environment that we are active, had been benefiting from a positive sentiment and good numbers. We see that the banking system in Romania is posting historically record profits, a good growth rate beyond about GDP growth, and the main driver of the economy continues to be the retail and SME segments, which we also reflect in our balance sheet. The total assets of banking system reached 452 billion in the first quarter, and then we see also, while growing the balance sheet, the banks continue to improve their loan quality, and the NPE ratio is at 4.8%. I will just make a parenthesis. The presentation that we are following now is also in our website that you can reach. But in case you have definitely questions, we will have a Q&A session, and later we can also take questions by email to be able to clarify any remaining issues. In the first 6 months, but actually mainly in the second quarter of this year, corporate lending activity had been growing faster. This is related with the increased activity and investment in infrastructure and government supportive policies in terms of state aid to industrial productive investments. And we see that this we see this as a good sign for the development of the economy further. We are trying to understand definitely the impact of the global trade war, the quite hostile debate between U.S., China, which may include also European Union, and we see that some of the industrial sectors of Romania might be slowing down in the next couple of months, but our general portfolio, mainly for local production for local markets or European Union related markets, will be less affected or unaffected in general. I would switch to Banca Transilvania's numbers. And if you have any macroeconomic questions, we can answer later. But in the first 6 months, as I mentioned, the individual net interest income, the BT's net interest income reached 1.3 billion lei, with fee and commission income at 350 million lei. These growth rates are slightly above our budgeted numbers, but also operating expenses, despite being slightly impacted by the deposit guarantee funds booking or some first quarter delayed payments or expenses related to Bank Post, operating expenses had been growing less than our income growth. That helped us definitely to deliver a better cost-income ratio. And in the first 6 months of the year, we have delivered almost 850 million lei net profit. Definitely, as I mentioned already, positively impacted by the also a very low cost of risk. As per the discussions between auditors, supervisory body and Minister of Finance, the impact of the banking tax will be booked, registered at the end of the year, although the payment is going to be done on 25th of August. So just bear in mind that the impact of the banking tax, as we calculate, but we didn't reflect in the numbers that you see, would be 90 million lei if you would have booked it in the first 6 months of the year for the whole year. Our gross loans to customers went above 40 billion lei threshold. We are at 40.1 billion lei. And deposits from customers also grew almost 4% to 64.9 billion lei, which kept our loan-to-deposit ratio at 62%, with a total equity of 7.7 billion. That means that converts into a Tier 1 capital ratio. If we include the profit as well, it is around 17%, and total capital ratio of 20.5 5%, with an NPL per 90 non-performing loan ratio of 3.1%. As I mentioned, our pre-provision operating profit grew 42.2% to 1 billion lei from 716 million from last year for the same period. This is partially impacted by the successful acquisition and integration of Bancos, partially due to the organic growth, because we have seen, as compared to the numbers in the first quarter, that our market share slightly increased. We estimate, as per our market knowledge, although we don't have the final numbers, our market share grew further, mainly thanks to stronger SME and retail lending, where we are also trying to be active. Our loan structure, slightly above 50% of our loans are for retail segment. The remaining part is for corporate segment, including micro, SME, and corporate customers. And if we look at the European Union definition of SMEs, actually 16 billion lei, almost 40% of our lending is in the SME segment. So it's like our balance sheet is like 55% retail lending, 40% SME lending, and the rest is for mid and large corporate lending. And our positive balance sheet structure in terms of foreign currency and lei in lending activity didn't change much. 78% of our loans are in local currency, and 22% of our loans are in foreign currency. The loan quality is quite stable at 3.1% for par 90, and the European Union NPE ratio, non-performing exposures ratio, is at 4.65%. Our NPL coverage ratio is at 126%, including mortgage collaterals. And if you look at the NPE ratio, our NPE coverage is at 96%. Our strong presence with our network and our activity in the digitalization of banking helped us also to grow our number of accounts, number of transactions, and also deposits. Customers are using more and more Banca Transilvania as their main bank, and our total deposits at the end of the first half were composed of 55% lei, 45% foreign currency loans coming mainly from retail customers, but we are also benefiting from a very good core stable deposit base from SME customers as well. In retail banking, our loan portfolio reached almost 22 billion with 2.8 million active customers. And only in the first half of the year, we had been granting 53,000 non-card retail loans. This is a very good production number for any bank in Southeastern Europe. And then our cards, where we are having almost 22% market share in terms of number of plastics and slightly over 25% market share in terms of spending, total cards reached 3.9 million. We are very proud that after launching BT Pay, Apple Pay also entered into the portfolio. We were one of the first banks launching Apple Pay, and we see that coming from definitely very, very low numbers. Initially, we see exponential growth, and if you look at the last few weeks' numbers, we see the wallet applications, Apple Pay and BT Pay, are becoming very popular among our customers, which do not only do money transfers, but also payments in our loyalty network, payment in other banks' POS networks, and also cash withdrawals contactless from ATMs. We are also in the internal testing phase of NEO, our online banking platform, which we think that it will be quite revolutionary in Romania. And towards the end of this month, we will be having the beta launch. We will be inviting batches of 10,000 customers on a weekly basis. Then it will be full rollout towards the end of September for all our existing or new customers. In SME banking, we have reached 300,000 active customers. And when I speak now about SME banking, it's the definition of BT, up to 2 million euro turnover per year. And well, we have granted 8,500 new loans in SME segment this year, besides granting almost 800 new loans in the corporate segment as well, where we have 10,000 customers. Our group has been, on top of BT's quite strong financial and operational performance, our group has been also quite active when we look at the numbers delivered by BT Leasing, BT Micro Lending, BT Capital Partners. We are present in main transactions in Romania. Our market share growth, our new production had been above most of our peers, and we had been growing our market share in all the segments. As you know, BT Asset Management is also one of the market leaders and offering a good alternative for the savings of Romanian households and customers. I would, I'll say, leave time maybe for questions further, because being the 6 months is up, you may have more questions. And if we cannot answer your questions on the spot, we'll try to come back, either detailing it in our presentation or directly to you. So thank you very much for listening, and we are ready for the questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding, and we have our first question. We have a question ending with 1229. Please start.
Hello, everyone. This is, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, so this is Cătălin Diaconu from Raiffeisen Bank. So I have several questions. I will put them up front. So the first one would be, we saw some volatility in the cost of risk, so a big positive number in the first quarter and a negative number in the second quarter. Could you please give us a bit more details on what was behind this volatility, and also how should we expect the cost of risk to behave in the coming quarters? That would be the first question. The second one would be, what is the current outlook for loan growth? So it was very interesting loan growth in the first half, and how does it compare to your initial guidance of around 7%? Another question would be related to OPEX. So we saw staff costs rising quarter on quarter, and so what kind of guidance should we expect for the coming quarters, considering that you mentioned that your cost to income should decrease by the end of the year? And that's about it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Cătălin. I just thought you noted three questions. In terms of cost of risk, it was quite conjunctural. It's both the economic improvement and growth, better payment capacities, increased salaries, let's say improved performance of our customers to pay. Our SME customers are selling more of what they produce as services or products. Their cash flows were much more relaxed. But on the other hand, also we had been having some adjustments related to IFRS 9.
Yeah, and here I would like to jump in with some additional, let's say, details, which we are repeating. In fact, they were also mentioned during our first quarter conf call, meaning that in the first quarter, as we do have the audit going on, several of the provisions which should be booked were booked for the end of the year financials. That was an explanation, as I mentioned, already provided. This is why in the first quarter that the level of provisions on a yearly basis looks slightly better than in the quarters to come. Also, we were having, as budget for this year, a significantly higher number in terms of cost of risk. We are not really anticipating to reach that number, but on the other hand, we are also not expecting that the cost of risk is going to stay at this very low level. That was, again, also mentioned by us in the previous conferences as well. So the
volatility that you mentioned most probably will persist this year. We are expecting, we are not expecting to go beyond what we have budgeted, but most probably the cost of risk will stabilize. It will be stabilized around 70-80 basis points for this year, and then forward-looking, we are maintaining our position as relevant and normal 100 basis points per year, because also we are discussing about changes in the macroeconomic conditions, global trade, all the, one-offs being digested by BT, accepted by our auditors. So this is one. Second, the loan growth, indeed, I mean, this was, we were very happy to see that after a very tiring year and quite a bad start to 2019, our delivery channels, our network managed to deliver a very strong growth. That's why our market share is also increasing further. And we managed almost 3.5% loan growth in the first half. As you know, most of the emerging markets, including Romania, 60 to 70% of the loan growth is happening in the second half of the year, mainly in the last quarter of the year. So, there are chances that we might be slightly over our 7% loan growth, but we will not be very aggressive. Also, coming back to another question related to this, we had been asked if we want to accelerate the loan growth to benefit from decreased incentive at the banking tax, because if the growth is over 8%, we should be benefiting. We said that if the markets will allow and we will find eligible customers within our risk appetite, we will not be focusing on an incentive, but we will grow as much as the markets will allow and our financial statements can digest. But otherwise, we are not expecting a huge jump, a leap forward in terms of loan growth. Most probably will be plus minus 7%. And in terms of staff costs, most of the change, definitely if you compare quarter to quarter or half a year, now we are discussing about a bank with almost 500 employees more coming from Bank Post and supporting our individual growth. The numbers are within our budgeted levels, and we don't expect the increase in the staff costs or operational expenses to create any bottleneck, any challenge for us in the second half of the year or the years to come. Cost income ratio, we will not be able to decrease to our targeted level of 43% within this year. This is our target for 2021, but this year our main aim is to maintain it between 45-46%. Next year to bring it lower than 45% and reaching in 2021 43%, excluding taxes.
Thank you very much for the guidance. Thank you.
We have another question, and number ending with 0618. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Tunde from Hardin Lovner. Three questions for me, please. The first is, can you please clarify what sort of assumptions went into the calculation of your banking asset tax? The number you gave in your press release was about 91 million lei. And my understanding before that is you were expecting something about 130 million lei. So what led to that variance? If you can please shed more light on that, that would be very helpful. The second question is the contribution to deposit guarantee fund jumped significantly year on year. Was there any change in the way that was computed, or why did we have that, you know, huge jump on a year on year basis? And the last question for me, if you don't mind, is if you can give Victoria Bank's profit contribution in second quarter, that would be very helpful. Thanks.
So, obviously, in terms of contribution to deposit guarantee fund, it is a quite a complex matrix calculation based on the number of payments, big payments done by a bank, total deposit amount. So the percentage, because of the transactions and volumes, has changed. So we had been, the impact on, as compared to our deposits had been higher than as previous years. And we had, we have already paid in the first month, in the first quarter of this year. In terms of Victoria Bank contribution, it is 60 million lei, which is something like 7.5% of our reported numbers. And coming back to banking asset tax, I will let our CFO to give you more detailed information.
Okay. So on the banking asset tax, we were giving some information in terms of expected impact in the absence of any details related to the actual computation of the tax, because we didn't have the norms which detail the computation of the asset tax until July this year. Now we have the detailed computation norms on the asset tax, and based on those details, the impact is what you mentioned, a little bit below 91 million gross before tax. After tax, it would be around 76 million when we'll end the year. However, I would like to mention that this is a year which is computed at based on the reported balance sheet at the end of June. And the number will be adjusted at the year-end, taking into consideration the increase in assets, both in terms of asset calculation base for the 6 months until the end of the year, and also from the point of view of the deduction that will take place at the final computation. So, having said that, we don't expect actually the end-of-year computation to be higher than the one that we're going to pay really now at, in August, because we expect, while we expect the asset size to increase, we also expect the deduction to increase because we are increasing our loan book.
Yeah, I mean, there is a mistake we have seen in some calculations. The banking tax for the first 6 months, you don't have to, let's say, multiply it just arithmetically by two to calculate the full year, because it is based on the assets. So we have calculated, which is around 90 million lei, and after tax it will be 76. The how the increase in the banking tax for the second half of the year will be incremental on the assets that we add up on our balance sheet. So it will be quite minimal. That's why the number will be probably be much below our budgeted 130 million lei. We were estimating 130 million lei, but we didn't have the, let's say, methodology and details of calculation. So far we see that it is lower. In terms of Victoria Bank's profitability, I'm coming back because Mihaila was just reminding me to mention this. In the first half of this year, we had a couple of let's say, good one-off recoveries, so that the results of Victoria Bank are beyond their business as usual. That's why we do not expect the same amount of contribution in the second half or early next year. From now on, we need to generate assets there, but we are not considering the geopolitical and economic situation. We are not very aggressive on growing fast.
Okay, thanks. And the 60 million you mentioned for Victoria Bank is for the first 6 months, right? Of the year.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have another question ending with 64012. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. It's Simon Nellis from Citibank. Actually, most of my questions have been answered, but just to clarify on the bank tax, so the 90 million, that's a full-year figure, right? So, and you're saying that it'll be recalculated at the end of the year, and you don't expect it to be much higher. If you do hit over, I think it's the 8% loan growth target, how much could that go down by? And then my second question, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, my second question is just on this the beta launch of NEO. Can you just elaborate a bit on what that is? That's the first time I've heard of this new initiative. Thanks.
Okay. For the first question on the banking tax, just in the very unlikely event that we stop growing our bank, we don't do anything, this is the 90 million is the total amount of tax we will pay for this year. So it will not grow. So if you will, based on our assets growth, loan portfolio growth, there will be some incremental additions on it, very small, definitely as compared to the 90 million, very significant. And I'll say, if the market will allow us and we will grow over 8% our loan book, there is this 50% incentive that the net of will be 50% of the final amount. If it's 90, it will be 45 million. But not that straightforward. I mean,
the deduction was already taken into consideration for the half-year computation. So actually what happened is that we looked at the number of increase, which is around 3%, and it's less than 4%, which is half of 8. So we don't get the full deduction. We get a large deduction of the tax already. And that's why I said that when we estimated our computation, we didn't know all these details. I mean, all the details on the computation of the tax are public. They're out there. So if you want details, or we can direct you to some official sources on explaining how to compute this tax, because this is not something that we invented.
It's not straightforward by really applying a percentage on a certain
take the financial assets, you deduct certain classes of assets, and then what you have left, you compute the tax, and then you deduct the amount of tax, you know, based on increase of assets, so on loan.
Okay, but what you're saying is that if you hit a 7% loan growth target, then your tax is around 90 million. But if you go over eight, I mean, will there be a material reduction, or has it already kind of been calculated? I know it's not a kind of moving scale.
It will be a significant reduction. Will be in terms of tens of millions of lei, around 30% of this amount.
That's very clear. Thank you.
And as regard to NEO, actually, last year we have started, together with an external partner, developing our online banking portal. I'm saying portal because it's, a real omnichannel experience, both online banking, mobile banking, and network-level banking. It's PSD2 compliance, and also it will have different APIs or widgets that the customers can activate or deactivate or utilize. It has personal finance manager, it has certain biometric login, log-off, and also security measures. We think that it will be best in class in Romania for a while. Definitely this is the first iteration of NEO that we are launching this year, with a slight delay. Actually, we were planning to launch it at, in the first quarter of this year, but we decided to add up more features to the existing platform. And then every 3 to 6 months, most probably there will be new iterations. We will add new features to Leo in account opening, in some credit cards, consumer loan applications. It gives full online onboarding capacity and a different type of conversation with our customers. It is also compliant functioning together with our wallet applications. So it's almost, as we were saying, we are going to put a small bank branch in everyone's pocket.
I see, okay. And then maybe since I have you on the line, just can you give us an outlook for fee income? It was quite robust in the first half. Is that growth sustainable, and what's driving that?
Part of the increase definitely is coming from the adding Bankpost portfolio, because comparing last year's first 6 months versus this year's 6 months, the difference is mainly coming from Bankpost portfolio. But on the other hand, we have been always very vocal and self-criticizing ourselves to increase our fee and commission income. We are now the largest bank, the most popular bank in Romania, and customers are using our banking services besides just simple deposits and payment services. So we do perform very well in bank assurance. We do perform very well in foreign exchange transactions, foreign payments, and so on. That's why we think that we will be maintaining our fee and commission income growth for the next few years to come between 8 to 10%. Until 2017, we had been growing almost 15% every year, but now we have a different balance sheet, and this high double-digit growth is quite difficult. And these all are happening while we are also decreasing our commissions per transaction, per service. We have chosen to apply very simple to say, kind of a telco approach. We are offering packages to our customers, so they bring more of their transactions to us, and then they know how much the banking relationship will cost them on a monthly basis. This is good predictability and transparency for them, but this increases our number of active accounts both in retail and SME banking.
Okay. But there was 13% growth quarter on quarter. Were there any one-offs, or is that just all part of this strategy that you just described?
Well, this is I would say that this is the strategy, the plan that we had been applying. Also, last year we had been when we started launching packages, there were several grace periods for the packages for the customers to understand. So most of those packages are entering into payment period now. That's why we see the growth as well.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no further questions.
Maybe we'll take one last question, and then if you need any details, you can contact us, our team. Anytime.
Okay, yes. Yes, sure. We have two further questions come through right now. So our next question ending with 1647. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Daniel Gavrila, CF1. Can we expect the same, payout ratio for 2019?
I mean, we know that our dividend policy is not very clear, but But on the other hand, there have been lots of changes, acquisitions, one-off changes to IFRS 9, new banking regulations kicking in. That's why, what we are thinking, but don't take it as a certain guidance, but just as an idea that as long as we can deliver the results that we delivered in the last 2-3 years, more than half of our profitability we will be able to distribute as cash dividends.
Thank you.
Our final question comes from ending with 4216. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Daniela Mandru from Swiss Capital.
Hello.
Can you tell us what is the loans portfolio regarding the first homes loans? Because I would like to compute the asset tax, so I need the first home loans portfolio value.
I mean, I don't know the, up to the decimal, but it is around 3 billion lei.
3 billion?
Yes.
3 billion. And now, from where you are talking about this asset tax, you are speaking about deductions. Those deductions are related to what? To the way of computation of this asset tax, or because I do not understand.
So, the deductions are related to the increase in loan book. And in the law, there is a provision that if you increase the loan book by 8%, you get a 50% decrease in the tax level. But the methodology accounts for increases that are up to 8%, pro rata, sort of.
What we will do, although, I mean, we are not in a position to interpret it, we will try to make a short summary, including the deductions or the calculation methodology, both in English and in Romanian, and we will post it in our investors' website. We thought that at least most of our Romanian analysts have read it already, but we will try to be, let's say, we will try to offer some clarity on that.
Yes, but these deductions are referring to the full year results, not to the half year results.
Yeah, Daniela, but here we are speaking about a balance sheet level and the tax is at balance sheet level. And if we look at the balance sheet level, this is the tax because there are percentages linked to how big the balance sheet is. And then with regard to the end of the year results, then we are going to come to compare end of 2019 with end of 2018 and see if the growth was as according to those deductions which are eligible according to this methodology. So first of all, we have a tax based on how big the assets are, and then we are comparing what we have done in 2019, and deductions are going to be applied and then compensated during the next year.
Okay, understood. And regarding the net interest margin level, can you give us some guidance going further for the second half and for the next year?
So more or less, it's relatively sustainable if you are looking at half-year results, where both last year and this year we were not having any kind of one-offs in terms of accounting things. We are at 3.50-something. And this is a sustainable level going forward, considering the risk profile and the strategic approach in terms of in which sectors we continue to do our lending and to have our growth from.
Thank you very much.
We have no further questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much for joining us and listening to us. We hope that we managed to clarify most of your questions. As I said several times, If you have any further information needed or clarifications required, please do not hesitate to contact us. And also, as I said, we will try to post a short summary of the banking tax calculation and the mechanism, so that not only for us, but maybe also for banking system in general, you will have a better understanding. We will hear each other probably at the beginning of November, when we will be announcing our third quarter results. Until then, for the ones who will have vacation, I hope that you will enjoy your vacation. So our back to office, wish you good luck and success. See you soon.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.